Thank you, Wyoming. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump posted that on Truth Social, congratulating Harriet Hageman for defeating one of his biggest critics, Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Hageman, in turn, thanked Trump.
Obviously, we're all very grateful to President Trump, who recognizes that Wyoming has only one congressional representative, and we have to make it count.
Hageman got more than twice as many votes as Cheney.
I have said since January 6th, that I will do whatever it takes to ensure Donald Trump is never again anywhere near the Oval Office, and I mean it.
Until she's out of office next year, Cheney will continue to help lead the House committee investigating Trump's election fraud claims and the Capitol riot. In his post, the former president called her spiteful and sanctimonious.
In Alaska, Senator Lisa Murkowski, endorsed by Mitch McConnell, leading the Trump-backed candidate Kelly Chewbacca, both will compete again on a ranked choice ballot in November. In the special election, Alaska's only House seat to replace Dong Young, who died in March, Sarah Palin, trails the Democratic candidate Mary Peltola. All three candidates will be back on the ballot in November.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Because the special election uses ranked choice voting, we may not know the winner for weeks. President Biden's back on vacation in Delaware now, while First Lady Jill Biden remains isolated in South Carolina with a mild case of COVID the day after he signed what Democrats call the Inflation Reduction Act.
With this law, the American people won, and the special interest lost.
The measure caps prescription drug costs for Medicare recipients, spends nearly $400 billion on climate initiatives, and creates a corporate minimum tax for large corporations. Congress approved the bill earlier this month on party line votes in the Senate and House without any Republican support. GOP leaders argue the new law will increase inflation.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Opening statements are this morning at R. Kelly's next trial. The singer already got a 30-year prison sentence for sexually abusing minors in another trial. America's listening to
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Rudy Giuliani, who helped lead some of former President Trump's attempts to get election results overturned as his lawyer, is due in court today in Georgia to testify before a grand jury probing Trump election fraud claims. Giuliani is a target of that investigation. This as Republicans demand more information from the Justice Department on last week's FBI raid in Florida.
The judge who approved the FBI's raid of former President Trump's home is set to hear arguments tomorrow on whether to unseal the affidavit that led to the search. In another Truth Social post, Trump suggests he has security footage of the search, despite the FBI allegedly demanding surveillance cameras be turned off.
Fox's Brooke Singman. The former president wants that affidavit made public. The Justice Department wants to keep it sealed, claiming the release could jeopardize the investigation after 11 sets of classified information were seized in that search. An organized crime bust in New York, like something out of a mafia movie.
Nine people with nicknames like Joe Fish, Sal the Shoemaker, and Joe Box are charged in two indictments with crimes such as racketeering, money laundering, conspiracy, and obstruction of justice. And prosecutors say a police detective is among those charged. The top federal prosecutor in Brooklyn says the men operated using fronts, including a coffee bar, a soccer club, and a shoe repair shop. The Nassau County detective, Hector Rosario, is charged with lying to the FBI and obstructing a grand jury investigation. Nassau County District Attorney Ann Donnelly says the indictments were proof that organized crime is alive and well in our communities. In New York, Lee Silicera, Fox News.
We're saving a bit more at the pump. Gas is down a 64th straight day from the record high. It's off a fraction of a penny. It's AAA's national average. For regulars, $3.94 a gallon, $1.07 less than the high in June. On Wall Street, stock futures are down ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.